You're listening to KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online streaming around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters, so excited to have an awesome band in studio today. They're very hip, they're very new, they're very cool. I might have just stolen their thunder. It's Cherry Glazer live on KEXP. Take it away.
We'll be right back.
Freakin-tastic. We've got Cherry Glaser live in the KEXP studios. Tonight you can see them at the Crocodile here in Seattle. And man, that was wonderful. It's so great to have you here today.
Thank you so much.
Will you play another song before we chat?
Yes.
Put yourself back together.
There's a suspicious short hair in my coffee. Just saying.
Clementine was whipping the hair around in that song. Good times.
If only I had a flying fee.
Well, let's see what you can do with that pretty awesome axe over there.
Thanks, Cheryl. Yeah. I mean, a lot. Cool things. The next song we're doing is Only Kid on the Block.
Cherry Glaser live on KEXP. Songs from the new album, Apocalyptic, one of the best record titles of the year. That is so wonderful. And playing tonight at the Crocodile. Clementine, this is such a powerful and fierce record. I've loved watching your musical career so far. And like any musician, I imagine that you have learned a lot along the way. So I'm wondering how this record has differed from the process of making your previous music?
I don't know if I'd say I've learned a whole bunch.
Okay.
If we're being honest.
Yeah, let's be honest.
No, I mean, you know, yeah. It was such a pleasure recording this album. And, you know, there's songs about, you know, a lot of introspective ideas and, I don't know, just like the internal struggles of a 17-year-old. And, yeah, but, you know, it was such a blast recording at Sunset Sound with Joe Ciccarelli and Carlos De La Garza, and it came out great.
Had you recorded most of your previous music by yourself? Is this the first time you were in the studio working with people
with
giving
friends.
Input?
Yeah, it was the first time. It was like a really collaborative effort during the recording process. And, you know, that was a beautiful thing. You know, there are pros and cons to that. And, you know, ultimately, I'm proud of what we achieved and got.
Introduce your band, because you all sound wonderful together.
Thank you. Can't say I disagree. This is Sasami, the synth queen. This is Devin, the bass god. And this is Tabor, the animal.
Woo! 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 That's awesome. And you're from L.A., I'm assuming the band members as well, and so many great bands in L.A. Do you feel a part of that community? Is that an uplifting place to be making music?
Yeah, well, we live there, so definitely. But, you know, we're on the road so often that... We're a little bit nomadic right now.
I'm literally homeless.
Sammy's homeless.
Anyone is looking to adopt a
kind of
young
teenager with
Asian
vaginas
synth player
on her back.
I feel like this is
a vagina.
There are vaginas all over this room. I highly recommend you check out the video when we edit and post it. I think this is somewhat of a rhetorical question, but you really seem like you have fun when you're performing. Is it great to be out there on stage playing these songs that you toiled perhaps over in the studio?
It's the best thing that any musician could ask for, is to be able to play every night. And we just feel lucky and grateful and honored and happy to be able to do it.
It seems to me like, I'm not sure if you do it from a sense of responsibility, but you have this great platform. You seem to have a message in your music, in and among all the fun. And I'm wondering if that's something that you think about a lot, or are you just speaking off the top of your head? There's certainly no lack of things to be talking about in the world.
I try not to think about it. The music we play is honest and is from the heart, and if that's political, then it's political, and you know, we're just sort of a product of our surroundings. And
except
so
for
that's
Tabor,
how the music
he's a product
across.
Of a lab. They took, you know, like some
yeah.
Some
Tabor's actually a
drum
robot.
Animal DNA and some like weirdo DNA and like shook it in yeah. a mason jar, and then out came Tabor.
Yeah.
Do you have much interaction with your fans? We're gonna pause now for a moment for Tabor to sink that in.
I am a drum robot.
It's true.
It's true.
Do you have a lot of interaction with your fans? Because I know you have tons of fans out there, and your music is very meaningful to them. And is that sort of overwhelming to you, or do you like, you know, the fact that you're having that impact and meeting your fans and talking about that?
It's beautiful. You know, as much as I want to say I make music, you know, only for myself, and obviously that's true to a certain extent, I'd be lying if I didn't say it didn't make me happy when I see other people enjoying it and getting something out of it. So I just feel lucky and honored, but I don't want to pretend like I know anything that I don't.
Well, when you're so honest in your music, you know, you said maybe jokingly, maybe not, you don't feel like you've grown over these albums, but we all grow and we all change. We make comments on things, you know, and then we change our minds later. And when you live your life, in the public eye, you leave yourself open to that. Someone's like, well, you said this. And you're like, yeah, well, 10 years ago, that's what I thought.
Right.
And now I don't think that now. And so it's brave to be so honest in your music.
Thank you. It's a weird thing to do, to grow publicly and to grow creatively in a public way, because people are like, wait, you know, I thought you were this one thing. Why are you toying with my reality? And, you know, you just kind of have to ignore that.
Good. Well, I hope you stay really centered. And as you said, honesty is the best thing to do at moving forward. And speaking of moving forward, I'm starting to babble now. We've got Cherry Glazer live in studio playing the crocodile tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about my shirt. It says, I want to ride in daddy's truck. It's for a child. I got it in Nebraska. And I'm showing it off today because it's creepy.
Hey, Cherry Glazer live on KEXP. What do you got next?
We've got a tune called Trick or Treat Dance Floor, a classic.
A darker kind of cute.
Chaos Reigns!
Chaos Reigns!
Cherry Glazer live on KEXP playing tonight at the Crocodile. Take it away.
Thank you.
Apocalyptic is the brand new album from Cherry Glazer, playing tonight at the Crocodile. So fun to have you in studio today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. We're big fans of yours.
Oh,
big fans. Big fans. And it's such a pleasure.
Well, I'm so happy we were able to be here today together. You've got a tune to KEXP Seattle.